that I was surprised by that I really would like to ask some coaches, like, what did you take away? Because I can't figure it out. We'll talk about that when we return. Kelly Bryant talk, Deion Kane. So much to break down in this game. We'll do it with you when we return. More Out of Bounds live from Chick-fil-A Clemson in just a moment.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersSFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over two decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Advanced Maintenance keeps your medium and heavy-duty trucks on the road. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet. They offer emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections with no minimum service requirements or contract. All services are done the same day or next. They even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Bosch Anderson is hosting a job fair on Thursday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Bosch in Anderson on Highway 81 with instant interviews. They are hiring qualified maintenance technicians for 8, 10, and 12-hour shifts. Positions are direct hire and minimum starting pay is $24.03 per hour, including shift premium with a $2,000 signing bonus. Applicants must have an associate's degree or 2 years of technical experience. For more information or to apply online, visit hgijobs.com.
About. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators! Carolina Generators!
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kellogg.
Are we going back to the phones in just a moment? The Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in to talk a little Clemson NC State. We're going to rip Dave Doran in just a little bit. And also, at random, we'll throw in some nice things just to change it up. Just a little bit. This had a chance to be, Kelly, you know this. This had a chance to be a very predictable show. I've tried to make it as unpredictable as possible and just sort of filter my seething hatred for Dave Doran into a more rational and broad discussion of the game itself.
I think you've been more rational than I expected you to be.
Yes, that's all I wanted.
Yeah,
that is all I wanted.
I think you've handled it well because, again, Dave Doran solidified and validated your hate for him that you have been spewing for 4 years now, going on 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But, to be honest, he kind of deserves it on this show. But you've been rational,
yeah,
and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
He does. You know, we're gonna get back to that. But there were a couple things NC State did specifically in their offense that I thought were genius. Just absolutely brilliant developments that I wasn't surprised that they did it. I was surprised at the way that it was seemingly, I'll say it was seemingly obvious to a relatively untrained, I would call myself a relatively untrained eye. Like, I know what I'm looking at, but I don't know, sometimes I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can pick out that's what this is what they do, that this is what they're trying to do. But beforehand, it's hard to diagnose, okay, what are they going to do with this formation? What do they like to do with this? How are they creating leverage here and all this stuff? I'm not trained in that way. I could figure out what NC State was going to do in the first half, and I'm sure Brent Venables and his staff could too. So we'll talk a little bit about that. This hour is brought to you by Locomart. It's the best place to put gas in your vehicle. Marathon fueling the American spirit at Locomart. In fact, they're student friendly. They're open late. They have craft beer there. A great selection, broad selection of food and drinks available. And they also have not just the best guests, but they have the best people. Their staff is the best people. They love their jobs. And because they love their jobs, it creates a more convenient experience. Like, you know, when you go into some convenience stores, the people hate their jobs. They hate what they're doing. And you feel like you're rushed. Like, you're rushed to give them cash so they can give you change.
It becomes inconvenient.
Exactly. It just becomes a little bit, it's like it's an annoyance. It's not like that at Locomart. They try to ask you about your day, and you know, they just kind of chat you up a little bit, and it's awesome. It's a great experience to go in there. Go by and see them across from Bojangles on Highway 93 off of 123 in Clemson. Marathon fueling the American spirit at Locomart. The one thing about NC State, before we get back to the phones, the one thing about NC State offensively, They use motion a lot. Dabo Swinney said rarely do they snap the ball without motion. And I was actually surprised at the number of times that they did snap the ball without motion in the game. I mean, maybe like half the time they did it. I haven't charted all the plays, but it was enough times that I thought I was going to be able to count, you know, 4, 5, 6, some number like that. In the first half, I was past 5 with plenty of games still to go. So it was kind of odd that I felt like it was the time all season where they maybe did the least pre-snap motion of any time that I watched them in the 4 or 5 games I watched them this year. But to me, the thing that they did really well with motion, and I'm gonna try to describe this as well as I can without like a telestrator or something. They would put 4 wide receivers or skill players in the formation and bunch 3. And they would put 1 receiver way on the wide side of the field, so way outside the formation, creating an obvious gap in the slot. So can you kind of picture what I'm saying?
Sure.
Where you've got 3 receivers bunched, maybe it's on the weak side of the formation, maybe it's not, the ball's in the middle of the field, but anyway, it's like an obvious hole. And what they would do is they would send one of those 3 in motion pre-snap over to that other side. A lot of times it's right to left, sometimes left to right, but it just happened to be a lot of right to left motion into the slot. Because of the way Clemson was aligning, that was effective because they were using a lot of nickel and dime packages where they had a lot of DBs kind of shifted over to that 3 wide receiver side. When they go all the way across the formation, the wide receiver, what would happen is Kendall Joseph, Trey Lamar, some linebacker ends up on a wide receiver or Jalen Samuels or Nyheim Hines or somebody. And Ryan Finley would basically, a lot of times there in the first half when they did it, take the snap, turn, throw the slant, or take the snap, turn, maybe wait a half a second or so, and hit a comeback or a little stop route.
That's why it seems so open all the time.
Exactly. They were isolating with motion. A receiver, a good receiver, that probably is going to give a lot of cornerbacks trouble on a linebacker, or sometimes when Clemson gave a one high look, it was on a safety. So they did that so well in predictable ways. Now, in the second half, they didn't do it as much, and I wonder if Clemson used a more balanced defensive formation, if they used more DBs on the field, if they had a different alignment that made that less, less advantageous for NC State. But I thought that's why Ryan Finley was able to get into a rhythm, because he knew a lot of times he goes motion, and Dabo said this on Tuesday too. When they use motion, they do it to try to evaluate and identify. They're trying to evaluate what the coverage is, identify whether it's man or zone, and figure out where the great matchup is. And it was very easy. When you got a slot receiver and a linebacker, that's the easy matchup. So it wasn't even that hard for Ryan Finley. But they didn't do a whole lot of that, where there were obvious holes in the formation, where they're sending somebody to fill that. You could tell in the pre-snap look. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yes. So I think part of what you're saying is that NC State kind of went away from that in the second half.
They did, and I couldn't figure out why.
Which is kind of puzzling. But also, I think in the second half, obviously, Venables made some sort of adjustment where Clemson was more aggressive defensively in terms of the secondary. But also, I think in that first half, especially that first drive when Ryan Finley beat Clemson with a deep ball, that first touchdown, that the first half was a lot of the secondary thinking, okay, we're not going to give up the deep ball. And then the mindset just kind of shifted to where, okay, we'll give up the deep ball, but we're not going to give up these slants. And I think that the second half strategy was obviously much more effective. But I also don't really mind the one strategy being in the first half and the other one being the second half. I think it worked out well. Again, it made Ryan Finley look pretty darn good in that first half, but I think that it was the right mindset to take to win the game, especially, and I can't harp on this enough, when you have two healthy cornerbacks and Ray McLeod. You have to do something, and you have to scheme for that. That's not negligible, in my opinion.
I totally 100% agree with that, what you're saying. And especially, again, with the lack of depth, they were going to have linebackers or safeties making plays in underneath coverage for sure. And they ended up doing it. What they did a lot, and again, I haven't gone back and charted all the plays, and I may not because it may not be necessary, but there were a lot of not just too high, but two really high looks where the safeties are way deep down the field, so everything's going to be in front of them. And so that gives the cornerbacks a little extra leverage that the safeties are going to have plenty of time. If they get beat, plenty of time to come up. They got plenty of time to survey what's going on the underneath routes, and so they can jump those slants. I think Venables kind of gave his guys freedom to do that because they were able to get that deep coverage set and basically trust the guys that were up front rather than devoting a safety into the box against the run. It was good that Clemson stopped the run because they were able to do that. A lot of moving parts there, a lot of confusion potentially. I'm trying to make that as understandable as possible there. But suffice it to say, Brent Venables, great job adjusting. I thought NC State came out with a great game plan. Let's go to the phones now. A couple of phone calls before we hit our next break. James is up with us next. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Colt, I got four quick things that I'll take the response off the air.
All right.
Number one is, why do we not have more confidence in our running backs than we do in our last possession? Kelly run the ball one time there for 7 yards. If we get 3 yards, the game's over. Number two, we better not take Florida State too lightly, because I know they're a bad team, but they would love to come in here and knock us off. I done forgot the other two.
Well, you know what, James? Hopefully they'll come to you.
Hey,
Go ahead.
I thought of one of them. I noticed Kelly was throwing the ball. He was high a lot on his throws Saturday. Did you notice that?
Yes, he was missing a lot high, particularly to the sideline. In fact, it was so consistent that I actually asked people if there was a crown on the field, like Clemson used to have, where maybe the middle of the field's a little bit higher than the sideline and everything slopes down. But that really is not the case, but that was my initial reaction. There must be a crown on this field.
Hey, I just thought of the fourth one. Did Carolina surprise you Saturday the way they played Georgia? Now, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. I'll take the response off there.
Thanks, James. We appreciate it. Oh, man, I cut James off. I apologize for that, James. We certainly appreciate it. I'll ask you, Kelly, did South Carolina surprise you the way they played against Georgia Saturday?
I don't think I was really surprised. I mean, I think a lot of people thought it was going to be close. When you have a rivalry game like that, sometimes you get closer scores than, you know, the spread indicates. But I thought Carolina played kind of as well as we thought. I don't think either of us thought that Georgia was going to cover the 22 or 24, whatever the line ended up being. And Carolina kept it somewhat close. I think holding Georgia to 24 points was big for that defense. I really wasn't too surprised from what I saw in Athens. I wasn't.
I was surprised that Jake Fromm threw the ball as well as he did.
22 times,
yeah,
right?
Right. I mean, he was what I've asked him to be. He was what I've asked him to be. Now I'm in with Georgia. I'm in. Now I might pick him to lose this weekend. But in terms of what they've done, remember I said, the one thing I want to see from them is can Jake Fromm, if he's needed, if they're not just able to just maul an opponent, overwhelm them physically, can Jake Fromm throw the ball if it's necessary on not Missouri's terrible defense? And the fact is that he can. Let's go back to the phones. One more phone call before we hit our next break. And I do want to get to the running backs, and I want to get to Deion Kane and the deep ball just a little bit. But first, let's go to Paul and Henry. What's up, Paul?
Not much, Gronk. But let me ask you one question. Like I said Friday, I think I'm going to walk. So how many big games has Clemson lost in the last 2 or 3 years? How many big games?
One.
Yeah, the national championship
one,
game.
The Alabama in the championship game. They played for that. Was just like a championship game. And all the people around me whining and saying, oh, woe is me about the defense. I said, you watch Mr. Venable. He's going to go in and make a few adjustments. What's he do? He shuts them out in the third quarter. I mean, if you listen to some of these people on social media and on the talk show, you'll think we might have lost. But I give North Carolina State credit. A bunch of bums, but they were a good game. They're a good team. I mean, sometimes you just got to say, hey, wait, you know, this quarterback, he's going to be an NFL quarterback. Ain't no doubt about it. Sometimes you just got to give him credit. And we did what we had to do to go up there and win a slobber knocker game.
That's
true. They do nothing.
They
do nothing
you.
Well, but develop
their
NFL quarterback.
And
that's all they do.
I'm not being sarcastic. They really are.
But you know, Mark, I just wonder. You know, sometimes you listen to some of these people and you just think, my God, we won. We went up and beat a 20 ranked team, which I think is a decent ball game. But I tell you, I heard it was rough up there, though, as far as people spitting on the referees and all kind of stuff like that. That's just NC State for you.
Just totally low class. I get it that when you have a student section that's that large, that your stadium is going to get a reputation for being a little bit beyond the norm.
Right.
Which
obviously.
Is great.
Can I tell you one other thing?
That's a positive.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, can I say one other thing?
Yeah.
Does anybody realize that we're fortunate to lose one ball game? Quark, isn't this a rebuilding year? Isn't this a rebuilding year? Who was expecting us to get back? I mean,
do we really have nine players to do?
Well, you know what I'm saying, a reloading year,
I
but
understand.
You still lost 8 or 9 players to the NFL, and it's a very young team. You know, Dabo brought that point up after the game. This is a young team. People don't realize that, too. I think we're fortunate to lose just one ball game. I mean, I'm happy where we are, and we may. And, you know, I really think Boston College will beat NC State this week. This weekend. I don't know how you feel. I'll listen to that off there, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it. I'm kind of leaning Boston College myself. Your season's over.
Oh,
it's dead.
Man.
Like, everything from now on is just you progressing toward the unemployment line. That's what it is. For Dave Doran, that was his chance to be at NC State what Dabo is at Clemson. That's why he's envious and jealous and why he lies about Dabo all the time to recruits and why he hates Dabo and Clemson so much and why he thinks there's no way that Dabo could have beaten him without some nefarious means, some cheating refs or some nonsense. That's why he feels that way, because he's so jealous and envious of what Dabo has, and he knows that was his chance and he blew it.
That was a little bit of a stretch. I know you don't mean that Dave Doran would have become what Dabo is to Clemson with one win over Clemson. But
no,
he's about to be
what Tommy Bowden was at Clemson, though, after that loss, after 07, when Tommy Bowden was resigned in 2008. That's what he's about to be.
It would have helped him change this narrative that he can't win big games, because right now the Florida State game and the Louisville game aren't looking like big games anymore, and the two big games NC State has really played this year are Notre Dame and Clemson, and they lost both of them. And to Paul's point, what's the last big game Clemson lost? They're 13-1 in the last 3 years against ranked opponents. I said this at the beginning of the year, and you kind of didn't like it. And I mean this in the best possible way. Clemson is a big game program. They show up.
You know what? I'm starting to buy in.
You can never claim that Clemson will not show up in a big game.
I agree with that. I also think that this year, being not a big game program, not a small game program, what I mean by that is, like, in the Deshaun Watson era, you did have games where you bludgeoned people to death. Like, you had those one or two times where it was a little bit rough there. But for the most part, when you played a lesser opponent, you bludgeoned them to death. This year, is such a young team. And I don't think that people recognize, for me personally, I didn't recognize it as much until you contrast it with how veteran and experienced NC State was. Clemson's only got a handful of seniors. NC State's defensive line is a handful of seniors. They are loaded with juniors and seniors everywhere, all over the ball. NFL guys all over the ball in their third and fourth years. It just, to me, that's where the contrast hits home the most, is when you play such a veteran team and you realize there's a bunch of little babies in here. It's just a bunch of little babies running around.
A bunch of babies that have never experienced a 3-9 season like almost every NC State senior has.
Oh, that's,
I mean, there's
up.
A difference. There's a difference with that.
That's unbelievable. All right, we got to go out to a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this game with you on the Northern Communication phone lines. We'll hit the Health Dare text line, 9861566. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you with the Health Dare at Quag Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar. More to come. Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hello, this is Dr. John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are very excited about the Clemson Tigers football season, and we wish them all the best against FSU. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on Creekside Cottage focusing on memory support, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. It'll be a great year for Clemson Downs and for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your national champion Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Hope you had a great weekend. Big weekend for Clemson football as the Tigers go to Raleigh and down the Wolfpack of NC State 38-31 on Saturday night. The win moved Dabo Swinney into second place on Clemson's all-time win list, now with 97. But as far as ACC games are concerned, Swinney is now the leader as an ACC coach, moving one up on both Frank Howard and Danny Ford, who each had 96 wins. Sweeney is now fifth in ACC history in wins by a league coach with the 97. Next on the list is Bill Dooley, who had 98, coaching for both North Carolina and Virginia Tech. Sweeney now 63-17 in his 10 years against ACC teams, and he's now 22-2 against ACC teams from the state of North Carolina, including 15 wins in a row. The last win by a North Carolina team over Clemson, NC State, back in 2011. Deion Cain's now caught a pass in 32 consecutive games as he hauled in 8 passes for 84 yards. Hunter Renfrow also extended his streak to pass catches with 23 games in a row, the record 38 in a row by Artavis Scott. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
I'm Dabo Sweeney. For years, you've listened to me talk about the good people and superior service at Blue Ridge Security Solutions. Now I have some really exciting news. They have merged with Priority One Security, another local company with the same standard of excellence in residential, commercial, and industrial security. The same people are still in place making sure that your property is protected around the clock no matter where you are. Priority One Security. Take it from me.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Anderson? Anderson's newest addition to Main Street is the District Restaurant and Bar. The menu at the District features an array of sandwiches like Reuben's, barbecue pork, and blackened tuna. Appetizers ranging from crab cakes and ahi tuna to chicken wings, nachos, and chicken tenders. If you're hungry for some down-home fare, entrees include chicken and waffles, ribs, grouper, filet mignon, and a 16-ounce ribeye. Your new favorite restaurant is now open, the District Restaurant and Bar, 126 North Main Street, Anderson.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
If this is some sort of hazing ritual, we're going to end up naked in a river somewhere. I'll need to arrange for a ride home.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my padlock.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two continues live from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Some of the, you know, it's interesting. You get the lunch crowd, and you could kind of, like, draw it on a bell-shaped curve. Then you get the milkshake crowd coming in here at, like, 2 o'clock. You get the milkshake crowd in here. I'm about to be in the milkshake crowd because I'm just feeling it.
I think I might have to be there as well.
I should have never even thought about today in terms of milkshakes, but here we are. That's
generally,
what I'm doing.
Every Florida State week, because it's generally stressful
generally, and yes.
That kind of thing, I try to treat myself to a milkshake. But this Florida State week just feels so relaxed. I don't know. I don't even know if I need one. But maybe I'll buy 17 and a half of them.
You don't need one. But first of all, you don't need it ever. But in this particular case, Florida State, why would they concern you? Why would you be concerned with Florida State? Because they're going to play their best game of their whole season?
Like
nobody else is doing that.
It's a PTSD factor with Florida State.
Kind of like mine in Atlanta,
yes.
That was irrational.
It's very similar.
Okay.
It's very similar. All right. It's irrational. I'm aware it's irrational. But they've also ripped my heart out of my chest and stomped on it many times. So it's that. And I think that just because it's Florida State, I don't think Clemson's going to blow them out. I think Clemson will win by maybe 7 or 10. Probably 10. I feel good about 10. But I think somehow Florida State's going to keep it somewhat close. And again, this is my initial read on it. It's only Monday. Who the heck knows? And by the way, I've been so bad at my spread picks and everything that don't take anything I say.
Oh, yeah.
With any sort of truth.
Yeah, this is upsetting.
Take it all with a grain of salt.
You've not won in any of the pick six picks in the last 2 weeks. You're 0-6. Meanwhile, you clown me on air for weeks and months, and rightfully so, for being behind you in the spread picks. And my, how quickly the turntables, as they say. Quark is now ahead with a 3-0 week, taking all underdogs, won straight up, and the other was Syracuse. Give me a round of applause. That's what
you
I'm talking
week.
About right there.
Here's the deal, though, Quark. Shooters shoot, and every shooter goes through a slump.
Uh-huh.
I've been through slumps in my day, but you have to keep shooting your shot and get out of that slump, and I will persevere and get out of this slump. That being said, part of me just wants to quit the pick'em contest and the pick six and just quit and throw in the towel and steal one of Kelly Bryant's towels and throw it in because I'm just done. I hate it right now.
Before we get back to the Northern Communication phone lines, would you like me to break down Clemson's running backs and Deion Kane, or would you like to go in on Doran some?
I feel like we've gone in on Doran a little bit.
Okay, so
like
we can do that a little bit later. Oh, no, we're not done. We're not done. We're not even close to done with Doran.
We're never
but,
done. Before we break down the running backs, though, let me tell our listeners about Tiger Moving Company. They are the clean cut and reliable movers, and they just moved Dabo Swinney into his new mansion, the Taj Madabo. And they just moved him in, and I heard it went very well.
Is it the Taj Mahal if they moved him in the Taj?
I didn't even think about that. They moved him in their moving trucks, which are named Taj, Artavis, Vic, Dabo, The Fridge, CJ, Gallman, Bulware, Deshaun, and Renfro. And I think, I'm not sure if Kelly Bryant will ever get a truck named after him, but I just want a truck to be called the Kelly, because I think that'd be really fun. But you can find them online, tigermovinggreenville.com, serving Anderson, Spartanburg, and Greenville. Give them a call as well, 864-908-9028.
Classic. Couple things real quick, then we're going back to the phones. The first thing is the Deion Kane, and I want to address one of the four things that James brought up about the running backs. We've talked about Kelly Bryant's deep ball. Remember when Mike Williams was injured a couple years ago, and Clemson had trouble stretching the field, much like this with Deshaun Watson. They had trouble consistently stretching the field because you didn't have a weapon that was as capable as Mike Williams was of taking those deep shots and making them into something. Part of that was the skill set of the receivers. If you remember, who took Mike Williams' place 2 years ago? Do you remember?
It was mainly Sharon Peake.
All right, Sharon Peake. 6'2", 6'3", 210 pounds. Seemed like the right guy to do it, right? Skill set, though, he's a runner. He's a track guy. In the NFL, what's he doing? He's a slot receiver. He's an outside blocker. That's what he is. He's not a get down the field, go up and get it, 50-50 ball winner. That's not his skill set.
Not every 6'2 receiver can be Mike Williams just because they're 6'2.
He's an on-the-ground receiver. So if Clemson was going to stretch the field this year, it was going to have to be with DeAndre Overton or somebody like that going up and getting the ball. T. Higgins or somebody like that going up and getting the ball, or it was going to have to be with on-the-ground receivers. If you don't have somebody that can go win the ball, guess what you have to do on deep balls if you're the quarterback? You got to throw it right there where the receiver is on the money, or else they're going to be off stride or you're not going to be able to get, because all they're doing is running and you're throwing to the spot where they're running. Mike Williams, you don't have to throw it where he's running. You can throw it behind him. You can throw it a little in front because he's going to make that work. That has something to do with Kelly Bryant's inability to hit the deep ball, because Deion Kane does not have that skill set of Mike Williams. He's not going to win the ball in the air. Ray McLeod doesn't have it. And a lot of these guys, the other guys, are just young or they're not getting a bunch of opportunities.
I 1,000% agree, and I think that this needs to be stressed more than it is. I could be a good deep ball threat if I had Mike Williams at quarterback. I think
That's
many,
true. You
many
got to get it out
could.
There. You got a good arm.
Well, thank you. Taj told me I was a natural on Friday. Yeah. It's no big deal. It's fine. But point being, Deshaun Watson was good, and I think he was better in the deep ball in 2015 when he didn't have Mike Williams, which is a very odd kind of irony there. But yes, he has a great arm and he has a good deep ball, but he also had Mike Williams. If you take Mike Williams away from Deshaun Watson and you give him to Kelly Bryant would be better with the deep ball. He just would be, because Mike Williams is that good. And we thought Deion Kane was going to be that. He hasn't yet. And maybe he'll develop and catch some big deep balls down the stretch. But the bottom line is Deion Kane is not Mike Williams.
We've gotten a number of texts and tweets that basically say, you know, let's spread the blame a little bit. It's not Kelly Bryant's fault. And that's true. And that's why I wanted to say that it wasn't Deshaun Watson's fault 2 years ago that he didn't have anybody that was going to be a ball winner. He didn't have a ball winner up in the air like DeAndre Hopkins or like Mike Williams. That guy didn't exist. So it wasn't his fault that when it came time to win a ball, nobody was winning him.
Okay, that being said, you still need to make that pass to Ray across the sideline
right,
that he missed.
Uh-huh.
He missed one to Renfro where he threw it like you thought Renfro was 8 feet tall. When
yes.
He's just not. So there are a few passes that weren't necessarily deep balls. They were longer than 10-yard throws, but they weren't deep balls that Kelly Bryant missed on Saturday that he normally makes.
Yeah.
I mean, normally he makes those throws. He also had moments where, I think it was the first quarter, he rolled out, escaped a bunch of tackles, and hit Deion Kane with an incredible throw.
Yes, across his body
right.
on third down and six.
An incredible play, and arguably a play that he made with his legs to escape that I don't know if Clemson Deshaun makes. Texans Deshaun, he probably makes it. I don't know, you know, I can't really explain that. But It wasn't Kelly Bryant's greatest game by any stretch, but I'm not going to sit here and freak out and say that suddenly I don't trust him at all.
And act like it's just him. There have been, it's frustrating to watch the Deion Kane, Kelly Bryant connection not be up to par.
Because you know the potential.
Right. When Deion does all he's supposed to do, Kelly throws wild. And when Kelly throws it on the money, Deion drops it or he can't. It's like they just can't get, like, they can't grade well right on the same play. They just can't do it. Let's get one more phone call. And we got 2 minutes left before top of the hour break. We'll get to the running backs and more on Doran. Because I really haven't even laid into Doran for this particular game. We